Hey, yo, check it out, man. It's your boy Crazy Drazy of the world famous Dos Effects. And right about now, man, I'm holding it down. You know what I'm saying? I'm down with the Kings with my boy, the Odd Man. And we chilling on Maximum FM Hip Hop. Hey, yo, Odd Man. Drop that joint, baby. Let's go.
Turn up the bass.
You're listening to Down with the Kings on Maximum FM Hip Hop.
What's going on? It's the Odd Man back in effect. And I'm pleased to be joined by a guy that I'm going to use the word trendsetter, because certainly Dos Effects back in the day, they set a lot of trends, and I'm pleased to have Crazy Drazy of Dos Effects in the building. What's happening, man?
Get low. I'm in the building. Yo, what's good? What's good, everybody? Toronto, Crazy Drazy. I'm here. What's good?
The energy that you present, man. I mean, I've seen you guys do it live, and I'm glad you bring it here today. Appreciate you.
Right.
I know that's what it is. I mean, that's how you got to connect with the fans and the audience, especially during them live shows. And Dos Effects has never disappointed.
Yo, it's all good, man. I mean, listen, we came up under EPMD, you know what I'm saying? I was privileged to see them perform, and they taught me a couple of things. I was privileged to hang out with KRS-One. I was privileged to hang out with Run from Run DMC, and they all just had one thing in common when they performed. They always were connected to the crowd, you know, especially KRS-One. So, and before I even got put on, I went to KRS-One show, and I swear, he looked me right in my eyes, and I was on the way home like, oh, that's crazy.
Yeah,
so,
he's talking to me.
You know, exactly. I just want the fans, when they leave, they're talking about it the whole way home, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, it's got to be an experience, I think. At the end of the day, it's got to be an experience, because it's a live show where the fans have the real opportunity to get to know you and hear you for real.
Right. Right. I don't want to be like a tiger in a cage just lurking back and forth on the stage and, you know, not really making eye contact, and I'm in my own world. No, I don't do it like that, you know.
Gotcha. I hear that. You know, I use the word trendsetter and sort of describing what Dos Effects did. Certainly, I think many would agree. Do you kind of see it that way in terms of creating something that other people had to gravitate to?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, what we did was something different, something special. So, yeah, definitely from the way we dressed, from the styles we introduced to the hip-hop game, to the way, you know, we rolled, to the cars we drove. So, yeah, we were definitely trendsetters, you know. I mean, I see it to this day. One of the things, you know, when just a side story, when we started getting our Mercedes-Benz and we were thinking we were big shots, you know, we were painting them all black. You know, they used to come with that gray bottom. That's the old school Benz. So we used to go back to the dealership. And the Benz dealer used to come out. They all circle around the car like, yo, so you painted the whole car black? We're like, yeah, triple black. And now look at all the Benzes on the street.
Yeah.
They all come black. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, trendsetters in many ways, you know.
Right. I hear that. How much... And again, going back to the early days when you and Scoob were sort of formulating your styles and how you wanted to present yourself, how much of it was actually planned versus it just kind of happened?
No, it just kind of happened, man. It just kind of happened. That's just how the movie is. We, you know, we met in school down in Virginia State. We started entering some on-campus rap contests. And, you know, back in the 90s, we were into rhyming fast and doubling up on our words. And I mean, you know, we from the inner city, so Timberlands was always part of our everyday, well, for us anyway, everyday makeup, shorts. It's summertime, you want to throw on some Tims and some shorts. And, you know, but the style, just, it was organic. I mean, we listened to a lot of Big Daddy Kane. We listened to a lot of Special Ed, you know what I mean? And, you know, a lot of Brand Nubian.
Yep.
But we knew we had our own little flow. We just, you know, had to make it special, you know.
You talked about some great artists. When you had an opportunity, I'm sure many of those artists you named, you had a chance to share the stage with them. You know, next thing you know, on the bill with these guys. Considering that you're still a fan of these guys, that had to be unreal, like a pinch yourself kind of moment.
That's crazy. We just did a show in Pittsburgh with Kool G Rap, Brand Nubian, and Big Daddy Kane. And Big Daddy Kane brought out Master Ace, Craig G, and they did the symphony. you know, for the listeners, yep. go now Google those people. So,
yes.
But yeah, it's definitely every time I see Big Daddy Kane, I tell him I owe you half my distribution. I owe you my royalties because, you know, I mean, I'm a student and still a fan of Big Daddy Kane and those guys, and it's nothing but respect when I see them, especially Rakim and things like that. So yeah, it's a big shock and still a moment when I see them. Yeah, man.
I can see that. I can see that. And you know, when you sort of, even when you look at sort of hip hop today, and obviously it's very different. And you know, we'll sort of talk about, you know, your solo stuff in a bit. But certainly when you sort of talk about what hip hop is and how you've got to get yourself over, it's very much more about the followers and the likes. And you know, talent is there, but you know, it's not the main thing anymore, isn't it?
No. You know, I'm going through that right now. You know, if you look at my Facebook, which is Crazy Drazy, shameless plug, with a K, KrazyDrayz, I only have about 6,000 likes, you know what I mean? When in the real world, I should have 1 million likes easily, and same thing on Twitter, Crazy Drazy. I should have at least 2 million followers, but it's a different time. A lot of my fans don't know where to follow me, where to find me. They're busy, you know, living their 9-to-5 lives. So, you know, it's a different time. So I appreciate venues like this and stages like this where I could do the maximum interview, you know what I'm saying, and spread the word and get the word out. I'm still here. I'm alive. I'm still making great music, you know?
Right.
Man, I'm on the radio, Crazy Drazy with the Hard Man. What's good?
I love it. You know, because I mean, certainly one of the things here, and because Down with the Kings' focus is really on finding artists like yourselves and giving them that platform. I've lost track of the number of times, you know, I'd say, hey, so we got so and so. They're like, word, where are they? We haven't seen them in a long time, but maybe they're still alive. So, you know, the fact that you know you can do this as well, and people can be a bit reminiscent, if you will, that's got to be good for you.
Of course, and yeah, the fact that, you know, I could do Down with the Kings, it's a great thing because it seems like a lot of the major outlets for artists like myself, they're being taken away, you know. If YouTube crashes, where are you going to find the next Sean Price video or the next Crazy Drazy song? There's no real BET, there's no real MTV, there's no real Centric. I'm not sure what programs you guys have up there, but we were all connected through those mediums. We could all turn on the TV and say, oh, BET, there's Crazy Drazy. Now what?
To me, it's a deeper thing. Yeah, because you know, the interesting thing when you talk about those outlets, right? I mean, those are the spots to be at. You know, as an artist, that was your goal to get. You know, whether it's a Yo MTV Raps or, like I said, I mean, up here in Canada, we had Rap City. That was a big one. You know, and you had to get on these platforms, and you know,
right.
It didn't, nothing else really mattered, right?
And do you still have that platform, Rap City, up there?
It's slightly different, but it still exists. It's not the same as similar to what you talked about with platforms down your end. Yeah, it's
right.
There, but it's not the same. It's not,
right,
things
right.
Have changed. Things have changed a little bit.
And they're going to continue to change, so we have to be able to change with, you know. And I didn't say change yourself and
right.
You know, quote-unquote sell out. I don't even want to go into those conversations, but
right.
Listen, you have to know. And listen, I make dope music anyway. I have no choice, you know.
Right.
As
right.
We will get into later. As we will
we
get
will.
Into later.
We promise you. We will. And the thing is, your change isn't something that's unfamiliar with you. I mean, you guys, Daz Effects after your first album, you know, it went crazy, obviously. It was almost, by the way, we're getting close to like 25 years or so. It's getting close to that. Dead serious.
Yes, sir.
That's a blessing. Because, I mean, you can play that album, any track off the album, people will be like, okay, I liked it. Even if you hadn't heard it before and you heard it for the first time, you're like, that's serious. That's a fact.
Definitely. It is a blessing. We're still touring off those records, you know, and we just, you know, we owe it to the fans for being loyal,
right.
You know?
Right. Now, one thing I definitely want to get you to touch on is you guys change your style that second time. You know, the it was more rapping, if you will, and then you dropped some of the, you know, iggity iggity, and that made you famous. Was that a tough decision to make, considering, you know, your popularity was based off of that style?
It wasn't, actually, because, see, the thing about music is, you know, people, especially back then anyway, you know, a lot of people would do albums a year in advance and then go through the hoops of getting it ready for the record label and all that stuff. So by the time you guys, the fans, heard the album, man, that album was old to us. We were sitting on it for 6 months, 8 months.
Mm.
So similar with Dead Serious and that whole style, we were kind of doing that style for about 2 years already by the time the fans heard it. So when the whole controversy started of, you know, Funk Dubious, Common Sense, Lords of the Underground, everybody else, Fushnikins, Crisscross, anybody else that we thought was quote-unquote biting our style, and we're MCs, we're like, oh, we're going to show them anyway. We can change our style anyway. We don't have to lean on the Iggy and all that stuff. It's similar to two other people have gone through it in our era, I think, which is Onyx. They faced a similar thing on their second go-round. People were saying, should they still yell? You know, can they make a song without yelling? You know, a few people started yelling in their videos, in their records. Same thing with T-Pain. Auto tunes was everywhere. Everybody needed to do it. Right. So he was kind of forced to say, I'm going to show you. I'm not going to use it. So similar to us. Now, was it a good move? That's the question. I don't necessarily, looking back, think, yo, we should have just stuck with our stuff, showed people what we could do. So it was, you know, not the greatest business move, but for MCs and kids from the street.
Right. I kind of think, though, that by making that switch, it allows you to show your diversity as an artist at the same time as well. You know, you've got different styles, not just one way. So Dawes & Sex was able to do by making that transition is just, yo, we got a different style here. Check it out.
Definitely, that's what we, you know, as 20-year-olds, that's what we were more concerned about anyway. It was a big battle with the record label. When you see the movie, they wanted us to continue with the Iggy. Of course, they felt like they found gold. And for instance, the record No Diggity that we did, we wanted to make that a single. You know, but the record company fought us tooth and nail and said no, because they felt that we were saying no more Iggy, but we were trying to tell them in the corporate meeting, no, we were trying to make a new slang, which No Diggity means no doubt. You know, we were like, all right, No Diggity, son, you know what I mean? So they were trying to hear that, because picture the record execs, we're handing in records week after week, and they're listening for the Iggy, and there's less Iggy on each record. Oh, they're pissed. Yeah, they were pissed. You know, so that's kind of when we went into Hold It Down on the third album. We were like, okay, let's you know, interject a little bit more Iggy, and, you know, and try and work with the system. You know what I mean?
Right. So it's that constant balance, if you will, you got to find, right, to ensure that you're giving the record execs what they want, but the people got to get what they want too.
Exactly. It's a rough road. It's a rough road. But I'll tell you right now, I'm doing the independent. I've been doing the independent thing now since about 2003, and what I have learned is if you have the independent thing under control, your fans are moving with you, they're supporting you, and you have the resources to market the material, get it out there, publicize it, you're good.
Right.
If not, you're in trouble. If not, you're in trouble. You are going to need a situation. What I've learned in my 20-plus years is you need a machine behind you. You need a sponsor, or if you're blessed, you're going to put an MP3 out, you're going to put a video out, and a million people are going to gravitate towards it. That's not my case, you know.
Right.
Hence, you know, when we get to it, my current state, what I'm trying to do, you know, I'm trying to get the attention of an Eminem like Slaughterhouse, get a deal like that, you know, so I can get back on the main stage, and now, what up? What up, everybody crazy in the building? Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Right, gotcha. And that's the challenge. especially knowing that what worked before doesn't work now for you as an artist.
Exactly. And that's my greatest fear. I don't want the name to precede me and people say, oh, Crazy Drazy from Dos Effects. Pow! Oh, he's probably stuck in the 90s trying to, nah, I'm not even that guy. I'm just making great music along across the board. You know, it's not 90s music. It's not 2000 music. It's just great hip hop.
Gotcha. Hey, I think that's a great lead into we're going to throw in a track, Dos Effects track. We're going to go real hip-hop from the Hold It Down album. And when we get back, we'll play that for our listeners. And when we come back, now, I want to talk about, we talk about trendsetters and the influencing that Dos Effects did. One thing I remember vividly is everyone after you guys started talking about real hip-hop, and that became the trend to talk about real hip-hop. So we're going to talk about that a bit more. This is Crazy Drazy in the building with Down with the Kings.
Kick the rest, G. Time for your mind. Hey, yo, what up? The crew bringing the ruckus, yeah. No doubt. We's the roughest dream team. Reign supreme like a cutlass, getting duckers. You can't touch the flow. No. It's me, the nigga with G. The B, double O, K, S. So say yes and bust your caliber when I pop shit and rock shit like Metallica. Stays through the heart, I'm a snake, fake niggas. Come all up in my face, tell us on my tape, niggas. So honey, shake your fingers and show me what you got. Blow the vibe, Dos Effects with the real hip. Thank you.
hop. That's that joint, baby.
If you hear this, the hop. Sound effects of the real hip hop. Crazy Jay's yes, in the building. That's a crazy track, man.
That's
I love that track. How fun was that, man?
I mean, it was fun, man. It was great. We just actually, you know, I was in the crib, you know, doing what I was doing, chilling and working on some music. And, you know, obviously, if you hear the hook, it's not the most complicated hook in the world. You know what I mean? So it just came, you know, I rolled one up, do what I do, and boom, next thing you know, it was, you know, I brought it to school. It was like, hey, man, I'm with it. Let's do it.
Let's do it. And as I said before, we put the track on you. You heard a lot of people talking about real hip hop all of a sudden. It seemed like Daz Effect influenced that. I also think you know, Check Yourself, that joint you did with Ice Cube, and all of a sudden Check Yourself, Before You Wreck Yourself became the you know, if you were to think back to the '90s and you know famous catchphrases or phrases in general, those are a couple that come to mind. Daz Effect did it.
Exactly, and I think also to. You know, I think silently a lot of, or some rappers might have felt, who is Daz Effect to define what hip-hop is? You know what I mean? I think silently a lot of rappers felt like, oh, they think they know what the definition of real hip-hop is. So I think silently we might have caught a little bit of backlash. Fuck them, but no, I'm saying. I'm here to just say, too, as well, I do understand if there is any type of, because listen, to me, listen, you can't tell the next man how to cut his hair, what clothes to wear, what sneakers looks good, what car he wants to fucking drive, excuse my language, you know what I mean? So I think it kind of applies to hip-hop as well in music. So it's kind of like, that's not hip-hop. Well, how are you going to tell me what it is or what isn't or what? So I think that's where some disconnect might come in. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I mean,
you know,
and you guys hooked up with KRS, and again, you did represent real hip-hop again. And, you know, so
of
I think, and if you think about an artist that represents hip-hop, it's got to be Chris.
Of course. I mean, he's one of the godfathers, you know what I'm saying? And I was more speaking towards, you know, some of the new generation guys, you know what I mean? Because I think, you know, remember when we were coming up and our parents, we'd have on our hip-hop or our music, and they'd be like, turn that down, you don't know what good music is, you know? Similar with us, maybe some of the new generation, where they thinking, we're like, oh, that's not real hip-hop. They're like, sit down, uncle, sit down, grandpa.
You don't know what I mean? You don't know. We're making ourselves old by talking like that, man. Sound like our parents.
Right.
You got it.
Right.
You know, one thing I definitely wanted to touch on, and you know, we actually had Keith Murray on a little while back, and you know, he sort of talked about back in the day, the EPMD split and the problems back when they had their split, if you will, and how that impacted him, because you know, he just sort of was just getting on when it happened. When you think about that again, you know, you came up, you learned from these guys put you on. When the split took place, you know, and I know you guys were Hit Squad, and you know, you were sort of solidly in place with P. Were there any sort of concerns about how you would be impacted, or your careers, or anything like that?
Definitely. Listen, man, I had just dropped out of school. You know, I had just dropped out of college. My mother was really not feeling the whole. Listen, today it's the thing to be a rapper. Back then, no. Right. So.
Right.
I was definitely concerned, you know. I mean, I had just we were all young. We all just basically got on and formed the Hit Squad. So unfortunately, they were going through that internal beef and all that crap. But I think ultimately it affected all of us, them included. Redman is still doing well, running around the world with Method Man, and that's great for them. But I think ultimately it impacted all of us, solo. Everyone included under the umbrella, you know.
Right. Well, and you look at the squad as a whole. I mean, you know, you're talking about some heavyweights in the hip hop game, and you know, listen, from an outsider standpoint, watching that happen, it's like the world caved in. That's what it felt like. Like, what are you talking about? no EPMD? No, it got to be. Something's wrong here. So
yeah,
I can just imagine what it was like on the inside.
Yeah, of course. And it pissed me off in particular to have to sit back and see other crews now take the blueprint, and they're still using it, which was a bunch of rappers, one female rapper, and then go ahead. You know, our one female rapper, she never even got a fair shot was Hurricane Gloria.
Yeah,
a Puerto Rican chick, you know, she was dangerous, right? So she never got a shot, but, I mean, they're still using the formula today. Lil Wayne and Cash Money, the one female, Nicki Minaj, Ludacris, Disturbing the Peace, they had the one chick, whatever her name was, Rough Riders, Eve, it goes on and on and on and on. So for me, that was the thing that I really got pissed off of, seeing other people take our formula and do well with it, you know. And then to me ultimately I'm like, what's the beef even about? Yo, let's squash it and get back to work.
That's it. Yeah, we get to a point where business has got to override everything. Like, yo, this is business that we're losing out on, no pun intended, but I mean, you know, we gotta get back to work.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what you're up to these days, Dre, because I
crazy Dre. Yo, when I say show, you say time. Show. Come on. When I say show, you say time. There you go. Let's go, man. Let's go.
So showtime. The transition to a solo artist. I mean, first off, let's make it clear that, you know, you and Scoob were still cool, because I think
Definitely.
People automatically
think
that when one guy does their own thing, oh, something's wrong with them, or they're breaking up or whatever. You and Scoob are still cool, right?
Of course, man, and we like to liken it to, like, when Wu-Tang came out, of course, it's just two of us. But listen, when Wu splits and Meth goes and does his thing, and Raekwon and goes, and it's no different, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So right now, until we can get the Dos Effects thing in line and figure out, because listen, it's not as hard as it needs to be, but it's harder than it needs to be, you know. So until Scoob and I can get on the same page, listen, I need to just put out music, and I want to come out and do this new song. Listen, I'm going to do the old songs. I'm going to do They Want Effects, My Check of Real Hip Hop, Just a Man, and then, you know, we'll jump into some of the new songs. So, you know, it's not a problem, you know. For anybody listening, I've been putting out, you know, solo material since 2012. I put an album out, Showtime. I put the follow-up. And these are all free online, you know what I mean? You could go punch them in Google. You probably have to get Showtime on iTunes. But I have Showtime Encore, Faith, two mixtape, Faith and Faith Part 2. Just check them out, everybody. Crazy Dre's.
Wow. And it's real hip hop. I mean, you know, you haven't lost a step at all, my friend. I mean, you're
no
as sharp as ever. And I think anyone, again, we talk about this real hip hop, but if you want to hear real hip hop, you embody that, my friend.
Of course. I mean, it's what I am, man. I said the name is Crazy Drazy, baby. Look, I'm legendary. I've been around a while. My riggedy rap style vary. I got more flavors than they do with Ben and Jerry's, and I'm bringing home the bacon, making me a pretty penny. I'm super duper good with Monster Thomas, scary. A savage, I embarrass, damage any adversary. You'll end up on the wood and I ain't talk about Kerry, so you better bring a shovel because you're going to get buried. Whoa. Crazy Drazy.
I love it. Listen, that, my friend, was a perfect way to close out. We got a track. We're gonna play this track. Set it up for us, and we're gonna throw it out and give our listeners something to bang their heads to.
Hey yo, check it out. Hey yo, check it out, man. You know what I'm saying, this is Crazy Drazy. Word up, I'm rolling with my boy. You know what I'm saying, the Odd Man, because I'm down with the Kickity Kings on Max F. Hey yo, check it out. This is my new joint. It's called Real. You know what I'm saying? To get no realer than Crazy Drazy, I hooked up with my man from the Netherlands. He provided me with the dope track. Yo, just check it out. New Crazy Drazy joint called Real. Spin that.
Crazy Drazy, straight off the rip. Me fell off, you better get a grip. That's like saying that stupid in the crib. Before I'm nice, I told you on ice, I still wanna slip.
Somebody asked if I'm still up in the mix. Dude, I get still love thick chicks. Dude, drug dealers still flick tricks. Dude, I get love kids, still whip sick whips. I go hard, no fraud, no quitter. Me done this like a gun with no trigger. I mean, this a genius, like legitimate. The game without my crew, that's like war without RZA. They wanna know if the flow still great. Do a fat kid still love cake? Do the haters still hate? Man, stop like 6 o'clock, I told you I'm straight. Sure to drop down. As sure as the crook, as sure to do a crime. I'm sure to lay a hook and burst to blow your mind. I transform like Optimus Prime. The go ham, I talk about swine. One of a kind, every line I design. Look at you wasting your time, ain't talk about mine. So now you're here, I'm here, let's be clear. You get me and you're with me, somebody say yeah. Drake got my bars and bars to serve beer. Hold it down like the crown, ain't going nowhere. Yeah.